What the fuck was that?
Welcome to What the Fuck Did I Dream Last Night? I'm Janie.
I'm Jess. Hi, guys.
Hello.
What's cracking?
I don't know. We're like really ready today, and I feel like I'm just like ready to jump into things.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm in like the Twilight Zone or something right now.
Oh, I don't like, feel that way.
I don't know. I feel like I'm out of body experience right now.
Last night I felt like that. I was laying in, I was on the bed. And I was on my computer and I was doing things. And I was like, Trevor, I just have like restless body syndrome right now. Not restless legs. It was like my whole body was like that. Oh. And I was like, I don't know what to do. And now my anxiety is getting high. And he's like, well, what's wrong? And I go, you can't ask that because there's nothing wrong. I was like, I don't know. I was like, I'm just blaming everything on pregnancy. And I was just like, don't know what to do. It was just so uncomfortable between 8 and 10. And I just couldn't wait for 10 o'clock. So I was like, I feel like now it's acceptable to like officially lay in bed. I don't like, I can go to bed whenever.
Yeah, so I think it's like, so right now I feel like I'm ready to go to bed, but it's only 6:30 p.m. Like the sun's up. Whereas like time change is really fucks with me. We just like need to eliminate that. It takes me like 3 months to get over that.
But you're still always going to have, even without the time change, the sun's still going to do its like.
Yeah, I don't know. I know.
Earth is still spinning.
I don't know. I think like every 3 months, everyone should get like an obligatory 2 weeks like off of life. You know, like just a 2 week vacation.
I feel like we just need to leave America. Because there's other countries that are just better. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah, I mean, but it's true. Like, yeah, like we were talking about maternity leave.
I know. I was just like, look, it's just getting rough. I was just talking about that earlier today.
Like, yeah, you know, you only get like, some people get like 2 weeks vacation, like for the whole year.
Yeah. That's all my job.
Some don't get any paid. Yeah,
that's like, all my husband has.
Doesn't get any paid. Yeah, and he's been working there forever.
Yeah, and he can only, so he's taking a week off when I have the baby, and then but I'm in the hospital for 4 days. So
that's
by
crazy,
time,
he uses a week of PTO.
Yeah,
for paternity leave, that's nuts. Although I think we have to do the same thing. So
and then
what the hell, America?
I don't get paid.
What do y'all do in other countries? I just know, like, Switzerland, you get, like, 9 months of, like, paternity leave or something. So, I don't even know if that's true.
I went down, like, a deep hole on TikTok. This might have been last night when I was, like, laying in bed anxious. And I was like, I should go for a walk or something. But instead, I just went down a hole on TikTok. Mm-hmm. And people were making, like, these. So I'm not going to state any facts because, like I said, I went down a hole of it. So, like, I watched so many of it that I don't know, like, whose is whose.
And what's, like, actually accurate.
Yeah, like, this one girl was making them, like, she, like, culture shocks when she moved to Italy from America. And then, like, America to, someone just moved to America and was, like, having things. And I do remember the one Italy one was, like, the girl was, like, we'll take, like, sick time off because they were sick. And the person was, like, well, what's sick time? Like, no, you just call off. Like, when you're sick, you call off. That's just
does she have to use paid time off?
No, there's just you just get paid.
Just like you're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet people are like probably a lot less sick because like people aren't gonna go to work to sick then. Like
yeah.
When companies came up with paid time off as your same as sick time off, like I would love to see studies of like people getting sick.
Like, and then like public health reports. When I worked I'm not gonna say the company's name, but like my last like corporate-y job. I like you build up your sick time.
Yeah.
Your sick time and your vacation time was separate though, I will say that. But you build it up and then when you do call off, like they give you so much shit for it. I'm like, I have that shit and like I'm sick. Like
yeah, I'm a big proponent if you get guilted into using when you use your PTO or if you get it denied. Like with months in advance, I'm like I'm very upset about it. I get extreme like I get so upset for other people. Me and G went over this once for her. And I was like, that's crap. She's like, no, really, like, it's okay. It's like a high demand month. And I'm like, no, that is bullshit. You earned that.
I like, whoops. Yeah. I just feel like
And it was approved anyways. I was just, like, getting overly upset for no reason. It was, like, the moral principle.
No, I agree, because I feel like there's companies, yeah, like, in fairness, like, yes, like, my job that I, like, would call off from or whatever, like, I had appointments, like, it would, like, fuck everything up. But, like, it doesn't just fuck your day up. Like, trust me, it fucks up my whole next 2 weeks, because now I have to, like, schedule people in, so... It's not like I'm doing it like, woo!
Right, exactly.
But also, if you would approve people's time off and you were, like, you had people working, again, people wouldn't just call off. If you just had,
like, 1 month off, or 1 week off, like, every few months, everyone would be chill. Everything would be fine. But alas, instead we just have crazy stress-related dreams that make for a good show.
That's why we're here. Speaking of stress, I'm going to trigger you. Right now. So I went to the dentist. I gotta bring this up on here. And so I went to the dentist, and I haven't gone to the dentist in a while because, like, we just got dental insurance, COVID, you know. So I make the appointment. I met the dentist one day, and then, like, they had an opening for the cleaning the next day, so I'm like, yeah, sure, like, let's go, let's get it all done with. So I'm at the cleaning, and the dentist hygienist is, like, telling me, like, she thinks that I have sleep apnea, and she's asking me all these questions. And I'm not writing it off that, like, I couldn't have sleep apnea. Like, and Hane's going to go off here in a second.
I forgot where you're going with this. Now I'm, like, really upset. I know. Why would you do this to me?
Because it goes with our shit. So now, like, the dentist himself was asking me, like, if I grind my teeth, if I clench my jaw, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I do that. Like, yeah, like... all the time. Like, I have anxiety and stuff. And he told me, now this, he told me, he's like, just go and get a, like, a mouth guard from, like, Walmart, like, CVS. He goes, I don't care where you get it from. He's like, and then just try to pay attention to when you're doing it, because, like, you might be doing it while you're driving, which I have noticed my jaw is always clenched when I'm driving, so I feel like that's, like...
That won't treat sleep apnea.
That has nothing to do with the sleep apnea part. He had nothing to do with it.
Okay.
She,
because that'll help grinding of teeth. I agree with that.
Yes. And then we go into, but then she was saying, the hygienist was saying that grinding your teeth is a sign of sleep apnea because it opens up your airwaves. She told me that's because I got teeth removed for my, like, my braces. She's like, it made your mouth smaller, so, like, your tongue doesn't have enough room. And, like, the more and more, like, I thought about it and talked about it, like, I just kept laughing. And, like, I mean, like, she went off about this, like, basically the whole time she's cleaning my teeth and scraping my teeth, she's just telling me that, like, I have sleep apnea, she's telling me all these diseases that I can get, she's like, how old are you? And I'm like, I'm 29. She's like, yeah, no one's gonna test you for it.
She's just wrong on so many levels. I'm sorry.
So,
I mean, honey, you keep fighting the good fight, but read the room. Scraping someone's teeth is bad enough.
So Hane had somebody, had a sleep hygienist. That's interesting. What the hell would that be in life? Like, someone cleaned you while you're sleeping?
A pulmonologist. Oh, well, no. Not. Sleep doctors are it doesn't matter. Keep going.
No. scrubbing your skin while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Hane had this happen to her before, though. But her experience was, like, next level. Like, my lady wasn't, like, trying to sell me stuff. Like, her lady was trying to sell her, like, this mouth guard to fix her sleep apnea. And, like, no, you gotta go and get...
I was, like, 25 years old. And mind you, I'm in medicine. And they just kept trying to tell me I had obstructive sleep apnea.
At least, like, my lady, she wasn't trying to sell me
people
shit.
People in their 20s can have obstructive sleep apnea. I'm not saying... But listen, like, let it go. I'm freaking trying not to cry the entire time at the dentist. Like, can you not? Jeez.
So I want to know if your dentist or hygienist have ever told you you had sleep apnea and you went to get tested. Did you have it? I'm just curious. I'm going to pay more attention, like, after I'm done being pregnant and, like, after I don't have, like, a newborn that I'm waking up all the time for anyways. So I just want to know other people's, if anyone else, or if it's just me and you that, like, just us two singled out. Wonder if it's, like, the same hygienist. Like, wonder if she, like, worked in Pittsburgh and then moved out here a little bit. Wouldn't that be funny?
Oh, she may have. I mean, it's probably possible.
It's probably just this one hygienist. I don't know. I'm not, like, knocking hygienist or anything. Like, they probably learn all about, like, they go to school. Like, they probably learn and they're supposed to, like, she's doing her job.
Like, I'm just looking
it wasn't out. Because yours was, your lady kept trying to sell you shit. My lady was honestly like, she was just being real nice about it.
Yeah.
She just, so, I feel like she really enjoyed talking about it, and you can't talk back, so you're just sitting there like.
I'd like to know how obstructive sleep apnea affects your dreams. I wonder if people with obstructive sleep apnea untreated dream less, because typically they don't enter REM sleep. Because they cannot obtain.
But you don't have to be in REM sleep.
Right, but that's when you usually have your most, like, vivid dreams, you know? Although, I feel like that's still up for debate, because, like we said, we have some vivid dreams when I'm, like, taking a power nap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because it's fresh on my mind, I remember it better. If you got sleep apnea and you're a dreamer, let me know.
But I feel like some people that have sleep apnea and don't know they have sleep apnea, they're waking up more throughout the night as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, remembering their dreams more.
That is true. That is, although they usually don't wake up fully. They wake up just enough for their body to say, hey, breathe.
Well, maybe not just enough for your brain to be like, oh, recall that. I don't know
if that girl knows that. Probably not, but it's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. We just sleep apnea really ruins a lot of my job. That's why I get very sensitive about this. I have to fight with people on a daily basis about getting a freaking sleep study done.
Oh, I know. So. I believe that because my dad is one of them that, like, literally.
She's just like, you probably have it. So just go to somebody else to order the sleep study so they can get yelled at. But I'm just going to continue here and tell you that you have sleep apnea. But I don't.
It ended up being like, I'm going to get Parkinson's. And, like, I'm sure, like, this is true fact.
You're not going to get freaking Parkinson's. Dear God. That's what I'm talking about. She probably knows just enough to be dangerous. And she's sitting there terrifying you. Mind you, guys, in case you missed it, she's freaking pregnant.
I know. Like, so I'm like, I can't even go get a sleep study done because nothing's going to be correct right now. Like,
she's growing a damn human. Let her go. Just clean your teeth and move on.
The girl's in there. I think the assistant was, like, taking notes when they were looking at my gums or whatever. And Jen just goes, well, why do you grind your teeth? And I'm like, I don't know. And the girl goes, because she's pregnant and has a 2-year-old at home. I'm like, yep. And then the girl, Jen has asked me, she's like, do you have a stressful job? Like, oh my gosh, just stop asking.
I would have just got up and left. I would have just left. I would have, God bless you. I would have cried and left. Like, with, like, gauze hanging out of my mouth and a bib just covered in drool and left.
Ugh.
And thrown, yeah. Anyways, now I'm going to have freaking dentist dreams tonight because my husband was just talking about the dentist with his brother. Can't wait for those dreams about my teeth falling out. Stay tuned for next week, y'all.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. Well, what kind of crazy dreams you got?
Okay, so I have a shorter dream for you, but I want to share this, like, tidbit dream that I had this week because it has to do with, like, pregnancy problems. But, like, I don't remember, like, a whole dream about it. It was just, like, this little thing that, like, happened. So okay. If you get grossed out by, like, boogers and nose things, I'm sorry. And you might just want to fast forward a minute or two.
Trigger warning.
Because it's gross, and I feel like, I don't know. Today's Taco Tuesday, but luckily this comes out on Wednesday, so no one will have tacos. Don't have tacos. If you're gonna have tacos.
I just told my husband for date night this week, I want to go to this Mexican place down the road.
So, well, I'm gonna ruin this here for you. So I've been, like, very congested. My nose has been, like, either super dry or runny. Like, I'm just having nose problems this pregnancy. Like, that is just what's happening.
That's apparently, like, really common, and I don't really understand why.
Me neither.
My nasal spray this morning was like, pregnancy congestion, like, will help with pregnancy congestion. Uh-huh. I was like,
So, and, like, it has been, like, it gets, sometimes it'll get so dry that it, like, hurts. Like the boogers in my nose, like, hurt. I'm sorry if this is TMI for y'all. So, in my dream, I'm in my bathroom, and I'm looking at my mirror, like, with my nose up, and, like, I'm scraping out stuff in my nose, like, with, like, some nose scraper tool. I don't know what the hell it is. It looks like something you probably use on, like, babies or something, but it was for adults. But what I'm scraping out, this is, is shredded lettuce and, like, diced up tomatoes. It's like, what is coming out of my nose? And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be able to breathe so much better now that I'm getting all of this lettuce out of my nose. That's it. Just wanted to show that.
What did
one.
You have for dinner?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't even know when I had this dream. It was last week sometime. And I haven't had shredded lettuce. Because I'm not a taco person. Like, I haven't.
Taco today.
I don't know. But yeah. I just wanted to give you a little pregnancy dream update about my nose problems. That I have, like, lettuce and tomatoes up there.
That's pretty.
And, like, I had, like, a clear view of my, like, nostrils in my dream, too. Like, I think because,
like, instruments and tools, like, that we use in medicine for that. Yeah,
I think I need my nose scraped. I think I just want it. I just want to breathe normally again.
Like, here, I'll show you.
I was looking up, like, this nose fritatool, but it was, like, for boogers. It was, like, a baby tool.
Yeah, we had to do that in medicine. I actually am remembering now. It's pretty gross. Like, when we in our, like, physical exam class.
Yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's, like, a speculum, but you put it in the nose.
Yeah.
Like, when a lady goes to the doctor. Wait, so maybe that's why. Did your recent exam, pelvic exam?
No, not for a while. They don't really do those that much.
Oh, yeah. They don't really fiddle. Mm-mm. That's smart. That's good. Leave baby alone. Baby cool. Leave baby. Oh, well, thank you. I will be sure to get all the salsa tacos this week.
Yes. All right. So now for my real dream.
A little appetizer. A little nacho appetizer.
A little taco salad for y'all. All right, this dream is called the sleep paralysis wall.
Ooh.
Okay, so I'm at work, and it's a Friday night, and it's steak night, so it's super busy. And I'm not waitressing this night. I'm working in the back. And my family comes in to eat, and Bill, like, my boss, is like, just go ahead, like, go sit down and eat with them. Like, we're fine. Like, go hang out with your family. So we're sitting there, like, sitting at the table in the restaurant, and we decide to go play a round of golf first and then come back and get our steaks. Mm-hmm. So, like, we put our order in, and then we're like, we'll just call you when we're on our way back from the golf course. So I recall driving to the golf course, and it was dark out, so, like, we're playing, like, night golf, I don't know. And my mom's friend called and was like, how did you guys manage to do that? Like be able to, like, order our steaks and, like, reserve our table, leave, and come back? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, we have our ways. Like, don't worry about us. Like, we're important bougie bitches up in here. So so we never, like, made it to the golf course, or, like, I don't know. I missed golfing. I don't know what we did. But we're back at the restaurant. And we're talking about the back wall in this, like, corner. And it's, like, a stone wall. Mm-hmm. And if you touched it, like, this is, like, what, like, they said would happen. Like, if you touch that wall, a sleep paralysis demon would come visit you that night. So, ew. Of course, we all touched it, and we had this big sleepover and all stayed in one room together. And I was, like, way too afraid to fall asleep. I'm like, nope, like, can't do it, not falling asleep. Like, I just kept staying up. So first, my sister, she was sleeping on, like, a bed above me. And I was on the floor at this point. She went stiff and started levitating on the bed.
And
I grabbed her hand to wake her up from it. And, like, I guess, like, she just, like, woke up and went back to bed, like, whatever. So next, my other friend or family member did the same exact thing, but they were on the ground, like, on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, next to me sleeping on the ground type of thing. And I was just like, I'm so scared to go to sleep. And then someone else was just like, just go to bed. Like, you're going to survive this anyways. Like, you just got to go to sleep and get it over with. And I'm like, yeah, but it's absolutely terrifying. That's the end of that dream.
Oh, my God. Go ahead.
So I was going to say, before someone comes at me, I know, like, levitating is, like, I know that's not what sleep paralysis is, but that was just, like, what it was in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
This dream 100%, I think, just comes from me Googling things about sleep paralysis because I'm still slowly researching it, but it freaks me out to a point. So I can only research it, like, so much in 1 week before I'm like, I'm never going to sleep. And like I mentioned before, especially being pregnant, like my sleeping doesn't, my anxiety and sleep gets worse. So I'm not trying to like kill myself here with not being able to sleep. I also made a TikTok video recently with a sleep paralysis demon. So like that didn't help me either. And then a few Fridays recently I have been working back where I didn't waitress. So I just think this is a big like brain dump.
Yeah.
And like the sleep paralysis wall thing just like sounds to me like a good like haunted story or a folklore thing. And I love those type of things, like a Bloody Mary or something like that. So I could see my mind like making something up like that because I'm into those like things. And the golfing though, I have no clue like where the fuck that came from. I'm not a golfer at all. Never golfed.
No, I was thinking,
Not against golfing. I just never.
No, we just didn't. It wasn't a thing we did.
No, I took golfing lessons.
All my friends here golf.
Yeah, I took golfing lessons one summer with G, and I've gone to like the driving range and stuff like that. But I've never like golfed on a golf course. I think just because it's getting nice. Yeah, I just think it's getting nice.
I want to learn, but then Cam's gone a couple times and he's like, "Shit, I lost like $50 worth of balls. I don't know how many balls, but like shit."
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of creepy, though. Like the sleep paralysis. I mean, it was like, have you had a sleep paralysis dream recently?
No, I haven't.
You've just been researching it.
Yeah. So. And then.
That's good. I hope you don't have
one. Yeah. I don't know. I was thinking tonight, I'm like, I'll be able to fucking sleep tonight. When I pulled up my notes, I was like, oh, I forgot I was talking about this one.
Super.
Great. Here we go. But, like, I just think it was freaky. Like, I like haunted things. Like, so, like, when, like, picturing my sister, like, my other friend or whatever, like, levitating on this bed and it's like you're being, like, possessed.
Yeah. Were you scared when you saw her doing that?
In my dream, I was scared in my dream, like, for myself to go to sleep. But in my dream, I felt like I had to be, like, the hero and I, like, grab her and wake her up out of it.
Right. And you guys kind of knew something was going to happen. Yeah. So you probably weren't, like, totally freaked out by it. Huh?
And then one funny thing, like, someone, like, in my dream was like, just go to bed. You're going to survive it anyways. This is probably where my anxiety, like when I probably should have started taking medicine and like noticing things, was like in school, or at least like going to a therapist then. I used to tell myself like, it's okay, like if you get in trouble, like you're gonna survive it, like you're not gonna die there. Like that's what I used to tell myself to get through like certain things in school.
Like, I mean, I think that's actually kind of like a healthy coping mechanism.
You think?
In a way. Yeah, actually. Okay. Where did I come across that? Oh, I was reading about like the benefits of meditation and how to cut down on like substance, like relying on alcohol to relieve stress. And they were saying how meditation can help with that. And they were kind of saying it'll help you get through situations like that, you know, and just kind of like keeping perspective. And I think about that a lot, actually. It's like, you know, there's very few things in life that really like you can't come back from, like, you know, like this will not be the end, like it'll kind of, you know, you've been through harder things, blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
but then you can also flip the coin to be like, there are some very finite things in life that like you can't undo.
Exactly.
So I think your perspective is actually a good way to combat the opposite of like, oh my god, it can take one mistake to ruin everything forever. Like sometimes I go down that rabbit hole in my head and then I'm like, whoa, 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 like reel it back.
I like catch myself, I still tell myself that, like even at like work now, like if I like upset somebody or something, I'm like, I'm gonna survive. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm gonna be alive after this. I'm not gonna normal die coping here.
If you're an anxious person, I'll do that with work. I'm like, why are you so anxious about work? You've like literally you've done this so many times in your life.
Yeah.
Like they're like, what are you? You just build things up. So
like,
no, I think you were ahead of the game when you were a
okay,
kid.
All right. Because like, even in like second grade, I like this time I'll never forget. And I don't know if I ever talked about it on the podcast. I probably have, but like I forgot to write my name on a test one time, and like it was up there, so I had to go to quiet room for like 5 minutes, and I practiced quiet room at home, so I know how long 5 minutes was. Because I was scared.
Wait, I think you told me that. Yeah, because then I think I talked about how one time in first grade I got in trouble because I was like a real like goody do gooder. Like,
clearly,
oh my God.
Clearly we are.
Like, yeah. And my name, when you got in trouble, your name went on the board with how many minutes that you had to sit out of recess. It was like 5 minutes. But I remember looking. I mean, whoever, like the teacher that came up with that, I mean, my God, I just had to stare at my name like all morning with that number next to it.
Meanwhile,
I remember thinking,
it was probably
like
nothing for you. It was like for her to be like, I don't remember, I yelled at her. Like,
but I'm just like staring at it, like, you know, like sweat dripping down like my face. But I remember at one point, like trying to flip the coin, be like, you know what, like whatever, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it's 5 minutes of my life. Like,
exactly,
for you,
it's whatever.
You know. Whatever. But then I got like anxiety about like even trying to like pretend to be a badass in my head. So not alone.
Yep.
Oh man.
So
well, go ahead.
I did look up about golf just because I wanted to look something up about something, even though it is nothing like to me.
That's what my dude is, kind of a mind dump too. I don't really have any super great insight.
No, I just, that's a mind,
like, this is kind of a mind dump. It's a fun mind dump, but
so I was on dream symbolization, I was on dream symbolism. Dream. info. I read some good things from Annie Flo again.
And Annie Flo, I went back to Annie Flo.
I can't not. She's like the first one that pops up every time. You know, I think I clicked her so much.
We gotta clear our history and our cookies.
And then femalefirst.co.uk. Mm-hmm. So
I was on that one last week.
Yeah. So golf can symbolize your sexual drive, and I didn't see that one coming. Like, golf to me is very not sexual, but I mean, like,
Freud.
To each their own. I don't understand why that is Freud, though, but okay.
Just, making absurd connections. But I guess, like, a pole and driving, I mean, balls, I can see that, actually. Holes. Shit, it's all coming together.
It's very sexual, I guess. I stopped going into that. I just read that, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to throw that in there.
You bored me.
I did. So if you're taking like the golf game seriously, you are goal driven in your waking life and nothing's going to stop you from achieving those goals that you have set. Golf is seen as like a pleasant experience. So you might need some R&R in your life, like in your awake life.
Mm-hmm.
So I have used the R&R so much in my life, like saying it, and you even texted it to me this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really know what the other R sent, like, little. I didn't know what the
what
other
is it? Relaxation and what is it?
Exactly. See?
Yeah, now that you're saying this, I don't know. What is it?
Oh my God, did I not write it in here? Oh my gosh. Hold on. I literally put it means, and I was like, I knew it was relax and something, and then I just stopped writing my notes.
Relax and rest and recreation.
No.
Huh.
That's not what I found. Hold on.
Rest and recuperation.
Yes, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah. So I looked that up today, and apparently it did not stick in my head.
Memorable search, apparently.
Yeah, and I was like, I just got really thrown off. I was like, why did I not write this in my notes? I wrote all these other bullshit words.
That's funny.
And then, so yeah, I just wanted to throw that in there that I didn't know what R&R actually meant. Well, I knew what it meant, but I didn't know what it stood for. Railroads?
I see what you mean, because I just had to look back like 3 times to like make it stick in my head. Because it can be like a lot of things, like rest and relaxation, rest and recreation, rest and recuperation.
I feel like rest and recreation isn't what
R&R. Do you guys know R&R to stand for? Please let us know.
You sounded so teachery there.
I know. My podcast voice.
No.
Until next time.
Oh, God. We just lost the 10 listeners that we have.
And click.
We're like, yeah, fuck this shit. Anyway. Then there are some more specific aspects about golf. Like, if you're missing the ball or you can't hit the ball, you're missing a target in your life or a goal that you want to achieve isn't being met.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I just looked up those little tidbitties there. Really like the word tidbit today.
Tidbitties.
Tidbitties. Those little titty bitties.
You're a little dangerous there. All right. Well, mine is a little bit of a mind dump as well. A
little tidbitty dump. Titty bitty. Here we go. As soon as I'm done talking, it's like I got to get all of my like out. I don't know why. And just sit down, Janie. I am sitting. But just shut up. Oh my gosh. So this.
Until next time. Oh, God bless.
So if you don't like listening to Janie talk, this is where you start and I shut up. You say you can listen to hate.
Fast forward
to now. About the 31-minute mark. Yep. That's when Hane starts talking. If I ever shut up.
Struggling. Can't stop laughing. All right. So mine is called Some Night Out.
Oh. Listen, I thought you were gonna say some night owl, like owl, like O.
Like some night, like man, that was some night out.
That was some night.
So
I am ready.
So you guys, for this who have listened to the last couple episodes, you know I'm typically a homebody, so I've had some weekend adventures that were really stressing me out.
You've been out
to Savannah, and I went to Asheville, living my best life.
She is vaccinated and ready to mingle.
I was. My liver was hurting, and I hung out with a lot of different friends and people, and it was a fun time. So that's kind of where this, I think, mind dump is dreams coming from. So I was going out in the town with a big group of friends. So it was like all my friends from like different friend groups. So like there was like you guys, like my friends are back home. My Myrtle friends, and then, like, my PA school friends.
Oh, man.
So just, like, random bunch of people. So maybe, like, 10 to 20 of us were all, like, almost doing a bar crawl. So we started out, like, we were all just kind of around a picnic table outside having some drinks, you know, kind of just, I guess, loosening up and starting the night. We're figuring out where we're going to go next. So our next stop was this, like, a very large bar with several floors to it. And each room had a, like, the kind of theme or, like, you know, the cool thing about that bar was that it was, like, every, like, little spare space had a, had, like, its own bar. So, like, there's, like, a corner or, like, a nook. With, like, maybe, like, a little mini bar there, like, in a person. But they all had somebody working there.
Oh, man.
So it was, like, very inefficient. It was, like, a fully stocked bar. So it was, like, you know, multiple bars on each level and then a little corner.
It'd be, like, a coffee shop bar.
Why? Yeah.
It was coffee just shop, like, vibes. But that's what I got.
There's, like, bars everywhere. I don't know. So we walked in there and it was like really busy, like really, really busy. There were freaking people like everywhere. And me and G accidentally got separated from you guys. Shocker. And we, you know, just picturing us like, you know, drunkenly walking around and we like look up and there's like a room that's empty with like an empty bar, like in a bartender standing there. And we're like, well, why is everybody over here? Like waiting in line, like, let's go to this bar. So we walk over there, but there's like, you know, those yellow like buckets with mops in them, like someone's cleaning, like when it's closing time. So like there's like a yellow bucket with like a mop in it, and like the floor is like half wet with water. So it's like
clearly so they're like, yeah, room. And you're the asshole. It's like, I'm gonna come get a drink from you, bitch.
Right. But the bartender is there and he's like, I'm gonna take your order. So we like go up and I remember I ordered a vodka soda. I don't remember what you ordered. And he was like, okay. Then he like went to make it. And then he was like, oh, wait a minute. He was like, we're actually out of all of that stuff at this bar. He's like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm glad it was a good night. That's what he said. But all I have left is this. And it was like this pre-made like concoction. And I can't remember like the name of it. And G like went to hand him his credit card, her credit card. And I was like, fuck this shit. Like, I was like, this is real shady. And I thought he like drugged it or there was something bad in it. So I was like, no. And like we took the credit card back and we're like, oh, no, we're good. Thanks. And we left.
That's what I got shady vibes there. I'm like, no.
And I listened to Crime Junkies and their thing's always like, be weird, be rude, stay alive. So like that was in my head and I was like, fuck
this shit.
That
sounds like that Fireball episode a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, nope. So, and so I walked away and then we caught up with you and Tara. So it was the four of us. So this is so not much more promising for us getting up with the group. So now the four of us are trying to navigate this big, crazy bar place. And in order for us to find the rest of the group, we had to navigate. It was almost like a maze or like a fun house. And we had to like walk through these rooms to get to them. And in one room we walk in and we're like, how do we get to the other side? And it was like almost like a group of actors, like a haunted house. And, there were, some of them were like robots. Some were like real people, like actors, like when you go to a real haunted house. And then there were ones that looked like little, like creepy ass leprechauns. And we were just like,
dream about like leprechauns and like elves and things like
that. Yeah, like I got issues. I completely agree. Trolls. And everything is kind of like haunted or like Hogwarts to me. There's always like a lot of floors and yeah, I got issues.
Your brother just messaged me.
Oh yeah, I think his dog needs a haircut. Oh. I think Penny needs a haircut.
Gotcha.
I think I was supposed to tell you that like 3 weeks ago. Sorry.
You said oi.
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 Hi, Paul. So, that's my brother. So anyways, this one guy, it was funny though, because we're like, shit, like, okay. And we're all really scared. And I think it's because we're talking about, the four of us are going to do a ghost tour in real life, guys. So I think that's where this came from. So we're like, shit, like we have to, okay. So we're like stepping like slowly, like step by step, trying to figure out like what door to pick, like when you're in a haunted house and you're afraid someone's going to like jump out at you. So all four of us are like arms like linked. And like, I think like the one guy, again, I think it was like closing time. And the one like actor guy was like getting annoyed. Cause he was just like, no, like you guys are good. Like just go through that door. Like no one's going to like mess with you. Like,
I just want to go home. Go.
Like you're fine. You made it. We're like, oh, okay. And he was, and I was like, in my head, I was like, yeah, bullshit. Like, someone's going to jump out. No, like, we just walked through the door and we were safe. It was over. So we came out to this door was on the second floor and you could either go down or go up. And whenever I looked down, it was like this big open room and the corner was the door to like this ballroom. And apparently I had been there before because I told you guys like, oh no, me and Scott and Steph were here before and like the ballroom's over there. Usually it's open, but, I guess it's closed cause COVID. So we can't go that way. Scott and Steph are my brother-in-law and his wife. So, we're like, oh, okay. So I guess we're going to go up. So we chose the escalator to go up and then we found our friends. So we were reunited with everybody. I don't remember exactly who they were like a mix of us and guys, but Cam was like the only one I initially remember. So we were in this like really cool, again, like it was like a little room sectioned off from everything else, almost like a little nook area.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know how some houses have like a floor and then like five little steps and maybe a little landing and then you go down like another flight of steps?
Yeah, like split entry, split levels.
Yeah, almost like it was almost like a split entry, but there's like mm-hmm. a bar off the split entry. And like, that's where we were hanging out naturally to like stay away from everybody else. So, we were all just chilling and
we're not this antisocial.
No, like there was a group of like over 10 of us.
I know for some reason it just made it sound like we were like very.
No, well, we didn't want to like deal with a crowd. I hate crowds. I hate them. So
depends how drunk I am. Depends what Jane.
If I'm in a group, apparently I'm with 10 to 20 of my dear friends.
That's true.
That I haven't seen. So I'm not really worried about the other 50 people. Plus, apparently COVID's on my brain. So that's probably part of this. So
I'm like making up what I would be doing in your dream, like as you're talking about it. I'm like, that doesn't sound like
well, apparently you were maybe you were over at this point once we got reunited. I don't remember you being in it. So you were doing
that. Sounds
your thing.
About right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna bring that up in a moment after you're done.
So I remember Chris was in the dream next and he ordered a Blue Moon. We love Blue Moon. And me and Jamie Jackson really wanted a Blue Moon. I told her about this dream. And so we ordered one, but when the bartender went to serve me, it was just like a shot of like liquor syrup, like triple sec or something like gross or like grenadine.
Oh.
And I was like, this and then they started serving other people. And I was like, yeah, can I like get my Blue Moon? Like, can I get the rest of this? Like, and he was like real sassy. And he was like, yeah, like if you're able to, what did he say? Oh, he's like, yeah, if you can drink it all, like almost like it was meant to be a Boilermaker was the impression I got. So then he gave me this big beer mug with Blue Moon in it. And then I was like real annoyed at that point. So aggressively, like I dropped this like shot glass in my.
What's a Boilermaker?
A Boilermaker is when you drop a shot into a beer and you chug it.
Why? I thought that was like an Irish car bomb.
Similar, yeah. Okay. It's a similar thing. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know that one. Got you.
Yeah, it's the Boilermaker. It's just like, I think it's like a mod kind of beer or something.
Yeah, I got you.
I was teaching my mom how to do an Irish car bomb when she was here for St. Paddy's. And she was like, oh, so this is like a Boilermaker. I was like, yeah, yes, mom. Okay. Look at you. So I like went to like aggressively like slammed it on the table. It was like really... was really embarrassed. But then I like tried to play it off like it was super heavy, like it wasn't me being an asshole. And I think it was my friend Howie. It was a guy next to me, and I think it was Howie because Howie's always super nice in real life. And I told him this weekend. I was like, I think you're in my dream. And I was like, man, did you see how heavy that glass was? Like, you know, trying to play it off. He's like, oh yeah, like those are always really heavy. Totally backing me up.
That sounds like I need Howie to hang out with me all day. Like, you just like to have that person next to you, like, dude, did you see that shit? Because that was not me. Like,
I was like remembering, and I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Howie. And you know, like, I told him this story. He's like, yeah, that sounds like me. So then the next morning, like, you know, we all kind of like, you know, the next day when you're like trying to regroup from life.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized my sleep mask was missing, you know, that covers your eyes.
Oh, man.
So me and Jamie were like asking around if anybody like was holding my sleep mask for me, if I gave it to anybody.
Did you hold and... on to this? This is cracking me up. This is so weird. I love it.
Well, no. When I went to...
Did you take a sleep mask with you on these
when trip? I went to Asheville, I did, but I accidentally put it in my purse. So I was going to reach for my mask, like COVID mask. And I kept, the only thing I kept finding was my sleep mask. It's so like at the bar, I just kept like, I don't know. I didn't wear it as a COVID mask. So
I was like, drunk enough. You were like, you know what? Fuck it. Here we go.
I never wear a sleep mask like in real life. Like I have no idea like where the sleep mask came from, how it got my suitcase and then my purse. So then me and Jamie were asking around, and then I remember asking the teacher the next morning, like, hey, like, do you think you could, like, make a quick announcement in the meeting, like, if anybody has my sleep mask, or is that inappropriate? And then I woke up.
That's so weird. Like, oh.
Total mind dump.
So, wait, in real life, you packed it on this trip. Now, was this the... Did you mean to pack it?
No, but it turned out it worked out. But
did you use it?
I did, yeah.
So I go through phases where I use it one a lot, like, and I have this very comfortable one. And mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I love using this. Then I stopped. I'm like, why did I stop using that?
You lose them because I just like rip it off at some point. And then it's dark. Like, I'm stupid. I don't need it. It's fucking nighttime.
But it's kind of dark. Like when you open your eyes, it's still so dark. Like it's like dark, like real dark.
Right.
Not the like.
Well, apparently, I was pretty hungover and really needed it. So that's probably why I was looking for it.
Okay. I need to wear that. I need to wear that during class.
Yeah, I guess. So that was my mind dump dream.
You ended up the teacher again.
I know, always. So I tried to look up dream interpretations of like a bar because mm-hmm. I've never actually looked this up.
Yeah.
So surprisingly, I like the interpretation. Auntie Flo said, A bar, so dreaming of a public house, a pub or a bar can represent positive self-image and a deep sense of happiness and fulfillment. It can also represent the places you go to try to escape your problems.
Yeah, that second part I definitely feel like.
Yeah, and then there's also, it can suggest a type of barrier within your relationship with others.
Ooh, a bar could really be all over the place. What I'm thinking about.
So then I went on dreams.metroeve.com. So to dream of being at a bar represents feelings that it's safe or permissible to enjoy yourself without restraint. Feeling that it's safe or permissible to go overboard in some manner. And then negatively, a bar may reflect issues with needing to appear to be having a good time to other people, issues with needing to be accepted for who you are with your flaws. So, yeah, I think it can go both ways.
Yeah, I feel like that could go, like...
Because sometimes you dream to, like, loosen up and, like, so you're not, like, so self-conscious around others and you know, maybe, like, don't want to drink, but, like...
You said sometimes you dream to loosen up, and I was like, oh, okay, Freud, look at you! Look at what Freud coming out of you!
Yeah, and sometimes I'm like, man, I don't really want to drink tonight, but then you like end up drinking. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's applicable. But then sometimes you're just like, screw it, I deserve to have a good time and not punish yourself with it. But I'm really bad at that. I usually like always feel guilty after drinking.
Same.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, touche. And like that's what like several sources said. So but most of that was a mind dump and I mean, I had a good time in my dream, so apparently I didn't feel hungover in my dream. I just need my sleep mask.
I mean, Prancer barked and it really threw me off for a loop for a second there. I apologize.
That's all I got.
My favorite part is the sleep mask because I just enjoy so much that you took it in real life and then it was in your purse. Like I just imagine you like being the last one ready because that's you, and you're like. And you're like, oh fuck, let me just grab stuff and shove it in my purse.
Always. I grabbed it like last minute. I do this on trips. I pack shit that I literally haven't used at my house in like months. But I'm like, mm-hmm. yeah, I definitely need to start using mouthwash and floss and, mm-hmm. you know, put on gel manicure at the hotel for the next 48 hours. Like just stupid shit like that.
Same.
So
I enjoyed that dream. I hope y'all enjoyed both our mind dumps.
Yeah. Mind dump of the day.
Prancer is so pumped up right now.
My dog is losing it. My dog is barking too.
She's like, I'm going to go outside. That's what she's excited about right now.
No.
Well, thank y'all for listening. on this note of my dog just freaking out right now. Don't forget to send us your dreams to WTFDidIDreamLastNight@gmail.com. Look, now the whole family's in. The whole gang's down here.
I'm cracking up. I'm actually really impressed with how focused you are.
You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at WTFDidIDreamLastNightPodcast. Oh, geez. Now there's doors. There's just so much happening.
And until next time.
I don't know if I told you guys everything, but do all the things that I normally tell you to do. Go back to like 5 episodes ago when I used to do this really well.
Thank you. Wait, no. I think this is the 5th time I've said this is the episode. Until next time. But really, thanks for listening, guys. And until next time, happy mind dump dreaming.
We're so lame. Bye!
Bye!